We are learning Masechtas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omabez. We are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omabez. Look at the Mishnah. Misha Meis, a person died, the name says Daitiki Keshura Al Yerecha. Daitiki means a star Tzavoas Shchimira. It means a star with the will of the person who is dying. It says where all the properties are going. And it's found on him. And it's tied to him. So we know it came from him. The problem is it was not given over. So I raise the ain't a klum, because it's nothing, because it was not given over, and no one was zeicha in it before. Now, even if someone takes it after Misa, it's not going to be a kinyan, because it's only koina before Misa. It only can be koina if something was done before Misa. For example, if the Shchivira makes a Amira before he dies, says that Nechasim goes to Ruvain, so then Ruvain is koina. Ah, he didn't make a kinyan. But Divrei Shchivira k'ksuvim chumusurim dami. But here, we heard nothing from the Shchivira. We just found, after the Shchivira died, we found the star on him. Now, he probably wanted to make the kinyan with the star, and the star does not work after he dies. A star does not work. After he dies, a star doesn't work. His tzava would work if he was alive, but the star afterwards, the kayach of star cannot work after Misa. Ain't star lach Misa. So therefore, it's nothing.
Does he have kids?
It makes a difference. If he has kids, it goes to his kids. If not, the point is, this star harays the ain't the klum. The star has nothing. I don't know if he has kids or not. Zika balachar. So if he, the Shchivira, gave the star to someone Michayim, even it wasn't written to that person. He just said the nechasim this star a magnet to you with the kabbalos of star. The halacha is that person is koina. The person is koina. Zika balachar beim na yorishim mention the yorishim. Say if he's a yorish or not a yorish. Dvarav kayam. His words are kayam. And the Marshal here on the Rashbam explains even more exactly what he means when he says, even though his name is not in it, the lashon of the Marshal is like this: Pirish Rashbam Mezicha Balakar VaOmale Zechei BiZoicha MaShekostav Azashdar Ava BiShenek Suva Al Shemoi Shekostav Al Shem Ruvain VaOmar Al Shimon. He told Shimon Zechei BiMaShekostav Boy Kano LeGarim Shartzav Al Soi Shekik Suva Chumasura. He's saying there's a chiddush here. If it would be his name, it's not a chiddush. The chiddush is like this: I have a star that says my whole state is going to Reuven. It says in the star. He takes the star in his lifetime and he says, Shimon, whatever's in the star is yours. He has Edom watching this, and Shimon takes it. The locker Shimon gets it. Why? Because they have an amir over here. And even though the star is written to someone else, but zika by la'acher, if you will mezake the star to someone else b'chayim, the locker is it works. And if the truth is, if it's no zchiyah whatsoever, no one gets it, because a star does not work la'achar misa. Tanu Rabbanan, that is our Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the Mishnah, daitikis. We read haitch to means atzavash, to meradik morazin to teach it to us. Tanu Rabbanan, ezu daitik, what's a daitiki? Kol shekosav above, it says in the star, do tehei lemekim v'liyos. This should be lemekim v'liyos, it should stand up, and it should be. Which means that you are saying, Bashas, the person is dying, he's saying, this estate is going to be to that person. And that's Lashon Daitiki. It's basically a star of a Shchimira. The Ezihi Matano, what's the Matano? What's the example of Matano? Kol Shekosaba, if it says in the star, Mahayoyim Lachamisa, and it says, Mahayoyim Lachamisa, which next Mishnah will teach, Mahayoyim means, today you get the Guf, and after Misa you get the prophets. So that's Matano. So, I want to explain this a second. Elma, Yom Lachamisa, to have Matana. The only way to give Matana is by saying Yom Lachamisa, Ma'achshav Matana. I can't give Matana right now, full Matana. A Matana is only Yom Lachamisa. What's going on in the Brisa? On my Abai Hachkamar. Ezu Matana's Bori, Shikha Matana Shchimura, Lekoni Alachamisa. The Milo of Matana Shchimura is a very big thing. That you give someone to someone, and only Chal after a person dies. Because the Matana Shchimura is a big Chiddush. Matana Shchimura is that he gives a matana to someone, there was no kinyan made, just his tzava alone, it's kiksuva uche mesuradami. But the halach is that it only gets it when he dies. The receiver only receives it when the shchimera dies. Not only that, if the shchimera gets better, it's automatically chayzer, especially if it's all in the chasim. It's a sugya by itself, but if the shchimera gives away all the chasim, and then he doesn't die, the whole thing is batal. So that's a matana shchimera, which is chal after Misa. So the Bryce was asking, when is the matana
working with the same mechanics like a matnas shchemira, which only works lachamisa. Eizu matnas baris shikavan shchemira lekani lachamisa. Kol shekasa ba mayim lachamisa. You know what an example is? Someone who says to Reuven, I'm giving you my tanum, mayim lachamisa, which means you're getting it from today the guf, because I have to do that. If not, it wouldn't be chal. But you're only getting it lamaisa, practically speaking, on lachamisa, because I'm going to eat the peiros until after death, and therefore it's only going to be chal technically after Misa. Of course, it's chal from today because you can't do a kinyan after Misa by a regular person. Only if Shchimra has that kayach. But it's practically speaking, it looks like it's only chal lacha Misa. Yosef Rav Bar Avuna b'achsadra be'rav Yosef Komashe Rav Yechanan. Rav Bar Avuna was sitting in the achsadra be'rav, and he was saying, Mishmei Rav Yechanan like this. Rav is saying, I'm a member from Rav Yechanan. Shchimra she'oma kisvu v'tnu mono l'ploini u'meis. He says to two edim, write up a star and give a mono l'ploini, and then he dies. In koisvim v'noisdim, shema lo gomar lahak noisai. You don't write the star for him, shema lo gomar lahak noisai, because maybe he only wants to be makneit with the star. With the star. That's the only way he wants to do it. Ve'ein star lachamisa. Since he told edim, not only give it to them, but write a star on it, it sounds like the Shchimira here does not want to use his executive power to just give something with his amira. He wants to be done with a star. And star does not work, lachamisa. So if he says, kisvu tnu mono l'ploini u'meis, ein koisvim v'noisdim shema lo gomar lachamisa, le b'shtar, ein star lachamisa, star does not work lachamisa. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Amulu Rav Elazar is daruba. Be very careful with those words. You have to learn. If it gets a halacha like that, that's the halacha. The halacha is if the Shchimra says kisvu v'tnu, so then that doesn't work, because it sounds like he wants to do it with the star, and the star does not work like Hamisa.
Tnu would work.
But he said kisvu here, so we think maybe he's saying I don't want to work with my tnu my tnu power. I want to work with the kisvu power. And here you're writing a star, and the star doesn't chalak Hamisa, doesn't work. Rav Shizbi Omar Rav Elazo. Rav Shizbi Omar Rav Elazo Omar Rav Yechon Zaraba. The way we have the memories, Rav Yechon said the memra, Rav Elazo said about that, that's the halacha. Rav Shizbi says that Rav Elazo said the halacha, and Rav Yechon said on that, is Zaraba, that's the halacha. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kavosti Rav Shizbi Mestava. It's Mestava like Rav Shizbi says. Because Yem Mishlomo Rav Elazo Omar, if he says it was Rav Elazo's memra, he's the one who said this halacha. So then it's Rav Yechon to certify it. It's Rav Yechon l'seduya leha. Why? Because Rav Yechon is the Rebbe, and Rav Elazo is the Talmud. So Rav Elazo, the Talmud, says something, so Rav Yechon says, you know what, you're right. So you need Rav Yechon l'seduya leha, the Rav Elazo. Eli Amrit Rav Yechon Amrav, if the case is like the first way version, is that Rav Yechon said it, and Rav Elazo certified it, Amrit Rav Yechon Amrav, it's Rav Elazo l'seduya leha, the Rav Yechon Rabbe, you think you need Rav Elazo to certify his Rebbe's halachas? It's pashut. He doesn't need the haskama of his Talmud. Va'oid, and another riot to Rav Shizbi, that it's Rav Elazo said the memra and not Rav Yechanan. Va'oid, hashma, the Rav Elazo amra, the sholach Rav Mishmed Rav Bo, he said over that Rav said, Mishmed Rav Bo, have a yoidim, shesholach Rav Elazo, hashma, the Rav Elazo amra, the riot of Elazo said it, because Rav said over Mishmed Rav Bo, have a yoidim, shesholach Rav Elazo, lagoy, Rav Elazo sent to Golos Mishmed Rabbeinu, he sent this b'shem Rav, b'shem Rabbeinu, b'shem Rav, that Shchim Rav, Shem Kis, v'trum on a plane, he amazed, ain't kois noise, noise, then Shem loigam lak noise, ala b'shtar, b'ain shtar, ala chamisa, see, see, clear, who said this memra, Rav Elazo, said it b'shem Rav, Rav Elazo said the memra, not Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, tibodek, you should check it out. Now, this is not a stira to what we said before, Rabbi Yechanan certified it, just it's something extra over here that we pass like this. If you look at Rashbam, the Rav Yechon Amar Tibadik, if you can't find it, I'm going to read it. Lav la flugi alod Rav Elazo also. He's not going to argue Rav Elazo. Do I ask Rav Yechon Amar alod Rav Elazo? He said, hey, this, that's good. El Farushi also. Shetarach livdik heich tziva. Which means, we'll see in a second, Tibadik means that it's not, you're right, your halacha is true. Kisvu etru mona leploini umeis in koisvu enoistim, because maybe lo gomar la knoisa el abishtar. It's true. But there are cases where it could work. And you have to go check it out. Tibadik. My tibadik. What does it mean tibadik? Ki also Rav Dimi Omar two halachas. Rav Dimi came ahead and said two halachas. Halacha number one. Daitiki mevatelas daitiki. The halacha is, since a matna shchimra is only chal achamitza, so if someone writes, if a shchimra writes a shtar, and it's mezakeh to someone. He writes a shtar that the whole estate goes to Reuven and gives it to Reuven. 2 weeks later, he makes a shtar, my whole estate goes to Shimon, and he gives it to Shimon. Who gets it? Shimon gets it. You know why? Because it wasn't chal yet, and he could be mevatel it. Wasn't chal till after Misa. So daitiki is a chiddush. There's only the regular stars don't work like that. But daitiki mevatelas daitiki. That's halacha number one. That if you shchivir wrote as a chos of leecha, then I'm reading from the Rashbam a little bit. The chos of a chos of leacher, sheini kana, rishon leikana, because he could be chayis v'amos matana. That's halacha number one, which is not a gay us right now. And number two, he says shchivir shom a kisvu v'tu mona l'plain yume. He's the shchivir that wrote that told Adam write a star and give the mona l'plain yume. He's royin im kimiyapes koychoy koysvim im laavein koysvim. You see, if he's like miyapes koycha, then you could write the star. Mlav ain't koisvim, because then not. Now here we get a clue what the bodik means. There are certain times when you miyapet a koyach. Miyapet a koyach, that means he's giving a matan shchemira right now with his koyach of his piv of matan shchemira. The star is just a miyapes koycha. Now what does that mean? We still have to explain that. But like upon him, that's what it means in Rabbi Yechanan. The more I'll explain it soon. That means Rabbi Yechanan means tibadik means that you're right that if it says kisvu tnu, maybe you won't do the star. Star doesn't work out chamisa. But tibadik, there are cases where it's only kimiyapa es koychay. If he was mitzaveh to write the star only to be like yipu koyach, that should be edis on the matana. So then he meant to say that I'm giving you a present right now. But piv. Write a star in order that should be a raya, star raya for the inyan. Now, how do you know when it's a star raya and when I mean to make a kinyan with it? The more we'll talk about momentarily. Before that, we have a kasha. Most of Abba Mamu. Bari Shomar, as a Bari, Shomar Kisvu Vatnu Mona Plenio Mace, in Kisvu Naisten. You cannot write the star because obviously he said if you didn't write the star Bechayim, it doesn't work. But Hashchemira, Kaisiv Noistin, Shchimra, you could write it. That's a dik, Dafka Bari can't. So again, the same Kasha, Aya Shchimra, we said that if he says Kisvu Vatru, you don't do it. But Miyapa is Kaichai. But Miyapa Kaichai is different, and we'll talk about momentarily what Miyapa Kaichai means. But stop right here that a Bari, the reason why a Bari, even though Miyapa Kaichai, like whatever Miyapa Kaichai means, that you only write saying Kisvu just for Star Raya, but it doesn't help a Bari. You know why? Because by him, there is no kinyan b'dvarov. I'll read you the last two lines of the Rashbam. Mi u'bari. Af agav shimiyapes koichoi ke'inyin zikui shchimra dekoma tnu av kisvu. Afil ha'chi in koisvu nois lacham misa. You cannot give it lacham misa. The b'bari amrinon, the b'bari amrinon shim dvarov in k'ksuvim, because his words are not like k'suvim, huchuch livskos lo'y b'shtar. He needed the shtar to make the kinyan. V'l'gom la'knois el b'shtar, v'in shtar lacham misa. But by a shchimra, he has the power to do a kinyan without a star. So there are certain times when you say the star is a star raya. Now, how do you know that? We're waiting for this. Hechidam miyapes kaychay. What's the example of a miyapes kaychay? Kedom Rav Chista, on top of Lam Vavon Aleph. Kedom Rav Chista, the kanino minei moisev amatanoso do hachinami doma af ksuvu v'chasumu v'havulei. So, what the case, we'll go back to Rav Chista's case in a second. The case over here, Miyapa Koyche, if you wrote like this, I'm giving you, give tnu mona l'ploini, then you say, af ksuvu v'chasumu v'havule. So he said, af ksuvu v'chasumu, he meant to say like this, give him mona l'ploini, I'm working with dvar ksuvu v'chasumu dami. Besides for that, write him a star also, this way he has a star raya. If you write that, so then, avada, it works, because I didn't want to make the kinyan with the star, I want to make kinyan with my dvarov. Just the star is miyapes koychay, like Rav Chista says in a different case. Rav Chista is talking about a case where a shchimira wrote all his nechasim. So the halacha is that if he gets better, yechayzer. That's what it sounds like. If he gets better, yechayzer. It says over like this that if a shchimira wrote in the star a kinyan, so I don't know what it's talking about. And there, if you wrote a kinyan, ain't shtar lachamisa. If it says a kinyan there, so I don't know how to pass in such a case. That's a Gemara on daf kufnum beis min aleph. It's not so good. This story of Rav Chista, but the Gemara there says that a case where someone wrote, it says like this, that he wrote a shtar that is giving all the stuff lachamisa, and we're not sure why did he write to make a kinyan in it. So here, maybe when he said a kinyan there, maybe he meant to change the koyach of matan shchimira, And he didn't want to do Bakira Mira Ba'alma. He wanted Rakinya Suda. So how do you know what he meant to say? When he says Vikanina Minei, when he says a Kenyan, maybe he wanted to do it with the Rakinya Suda, the Nashtar there. It was the one of Shkimra who gave his Nechasim, and he made a Kenyan. What was the point of the Kenyan? If the point of the Kenyan was to change it into a regular Matana, so the Nafmina is like this. If it gets better, there's no Chazar. But if it's Vanash Shkimra, there's a Chazar. So the Shaila is, what happens with a Kenyan? He said, so right there it says, Shmuel says, Lo Yadanama Edenba. I don't know what to Paskin there, because maybe it's a Shaila Miyapes Kaychai. So he says, the more the answer is, Miyapes Kaychai. The case of Rudim Shmuel is Miyapes Kaychai. Ve ina Kenyan Migra Gara Kaycha Starsha Shrimra, Shle Hikne Loy El Yapes Kaychai. He said, he only did it to Miyapes Kayach to show that I'm very serious about this Matana. Not because I want to use the Kenyan to do it. I'm very serious about the Kenyan. Now, how do you know? Rav Chisda says, how do you know what's serious and what's real Kenyan or just to make it more serious? So he says, if you write these words, V'kenina minei moisif al matanosoda, then it's Miyapes Kayach. That's Rav Chisda's halacha, not Negei Ar Sugya. But back to Ar Sugya, if you write Af Ksuvu V'chasumu V'havule, it's showing I'm just meisif on my Tana by saying, I want you to write a Shtar as well, and there it'll work because I didn't mean to make the Kenyan with the Shtar, which is not Shayach L'Chamisa, the Shtar. It meant I want a Kenyan, I want to give it to you now. Just write a Shtar, right? It's my Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, halacha koisvim v'noistim, that's takada halacha, then in the case where miyapa koichoi, it's koisvim, you write the shtar v'noistim, you give him the present, v'chem rabo, rabo nachm, halacha koisvim v'noistim. Again, we're talking about koisvim v'noistim lachamisa, but miyapa es koichoi, Rishbam says, k'rav yechon says tibodek. And this is the case of miyapa es koichoi, we have it in Mishmeis also, akabonim, in Perek Mishmeis also, that's the bottom line. The bottom line, to recap very, very quickly, is that if a Shchimra tells to aid him, you know what, write a Shtar and give him money to Pliny, the law is, you can't do anything. Why can't you do anything? Because it sounds like I want to write a Shtar and make a Kenyan with a Shtar. A Shchimra, even a Shchimra can't make a Kenyan Lacha Misa with a Shtar. And a Shchimra's Kenyan works after Misa. After Misa, there's no Shtar, no Kenyan Shtar. But if he says, give it, and then Af Ksuvu, what it means is, I'm giving you a Matna Shchimra. That's Chal. Because that the chiddush of Shchimra is chal, even lachamisa, and the ksuva was just in order to have a shtar raya miyapes koicha, and therefore doesn't mean I want a kinyan shtar, and therefore there's no problem of ain kinyan lachamisa.